Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Purple Wave Auction will sell surplus equipment for Noble Research Institute on Wednesday, May 25th. Bid now on applicators, harvesters, irrigation equipment, planters, seeders, tillage equipment, pickup trucks, and more. Over 160 items will sell to the highest bidder, regardless of the price. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Well, today's cattle market was mixed here and really quiet. We didn't do a whole lot throughout the trading day. The June live cattle finished up 42 at 132.07. It went up as high as 132.72 early in the day, but really, again, a quiet day for the live cattle. August down 42 at 132.35. The October's down 72 at 139.12. The December's 45 lower at 145.52. The cash trade this week was like 40 to 44. So the fact that the June live cattle, if the cash was, let's say, an average of 142, the June live cattle at 132, a significant discount, hasn't seemed to really matter at this point. Of course, we're still 50 or so days out from expiration. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from 50 to $1 or 50 or so. Mays were up a dollar here at 157.87. The August up $1.50 at 168.02. The September's up a dollar at 170.67. We have seen some interest in these people that have been hedged getting out of their short positions on the idea that the corn market, as it was lower today, that might cause the feeder cattle to rally. And it sold off really going back to February. It was over 186, and right now we're basically 168. So almost $20 off their high at this point. So there's some interest in getting out of those short positions. Hogs were back up today. June's up 327 here at 100.75.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this pre-mixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
Well, the grain market today was mixed. We had the wheats were higher. The July Kansas City was actually lower or higher last night than lower throughout the first half of today, but then it rallied back. Looks like July is going to be somewhere around 14 cents higher, settling around $12.84. The high overnight was $12.92. So new highs yesterday, new highs again overnight and today. It's really kind of breaking out as the wheat crop doesn't look very good here in the hard red winter wheat belt. And it's kind of interesting to see that the first harvested acres are going to be some of the worst wheat that we do harvest all year, all season. So now we'll see what happens when harvest does roll. It's May 13th and typically going by the end of May. So that's right around the corner. Chicago wheat was steady to down a few cents. Minneapolis anywhere from 3 to 20 higher. The soybean mark today was the strongest contract. July up 32¾ cents at 16.46. November up 17¾ at 14.98¼. China was thought to have booked about 2 cargo loads of soybeans earlier today, and that helped lift that market. And again, the beans were the strongest one. Corn, on the other hand, was lower. It was 4 to 19 lower. May was 19 lower on the day's last trading day. July 10 lower at 7.81. December 4¼ lower at 7.48¾.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.